Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Film Sack, where we do a watch-along with you. We're watching a TV show, an old one, and we'll get to that in a second. But before we do, we kind of left you guys hanging last week about what our first our first tweets were in the history of Twitter. And we thought we'd finally, you know, take you off the hook after a week of wondering.
It's funny because we ended last week's episode just talk about Twitter and how it's changed, old things, and we like looked up our first four tweets, but then we didn't actually provide them.
Yeah, we didn't do it. So now we're doing it. And Randy, do the honors. Where did me, Brian, and you tweet for the first time?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go in that order. So Scott Johnson's very first tweet, February 9th, 2007. It reads, "Working, eating, wishing I was home playing WoW."
Oh, there you go.
Where were you working and eating?
I was still at the desk job then. I didn't quit. Okay. I didn't go full time till 09, or quit full time till 09. So it was still a couple of years from that. So I was probably, I don't know. I'd probably eaten. I don't know where I was eating. I have no idea.
It's just weird to think of you in an office.
Oh, like I know. Working in an office. No kidding. It's even exactly, weirder for me.
Exactly 1 week later, Brian Ibbett tweets. Tweets creating a Twitter account.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's the snake eating its own tail. All meta.
I love it.
That's where you're putting down stakes right there.
All right. Mm-hmm. Where'd we go with Dunaway? What he did?
So Dunaway, a few weeks
clearly
later,
in the wrong order too, because I had to create it before I had to post that first.
That's
tweet,
true.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
Dunaway, a few weeks later, his first tweet is talking to Scott Johnson on iChat.
iChat. You gotta convince me to get on the Twitter. Yeah.
You gotta do it.
All right.
Did I? I don't remember that. I must have.
Yeah, totally. Because I was like, I don't want a freaking social media account. I'm not doing it.
Brian famously, sorry. This is the same Brian that famously one time said the following words.
I don't like Steam.
That was about then.
Resistant.
Yeah, you're very resistant to new things. But once they get into your blood and you're there, you're in.
I got a MySpace page. What do I need Twitter for?
Yeah. All right, Randy, the big finale. What did you tweet?
I'm embarrassed. My first tweet reads, "I just went to the fridge and got 2 cans of Diet Dr. Pepper. I've recently been grabbing them 2 at a time. One has ceased to be enough."
Food related.
That's funny because it's only in the last, year or something since you stopped drinking that stuff or something?
I had a couple of big quittings over the years and then returned to them after a couple of weeks. And I finally kicked the can, so to speak.
Nice.
About a year ago, I completely stopped. I just stopped drinking soft drinks altogether. Like I didn't switch to something that was a replacement.
To diet or anything. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was... It has made a massive difference in my life. I just can't believe how much Diet Dr. Pepper I was pouring into my body every day.
Yeah.
And replacing it with water.
Yeah.
What a difference.
Yeah.
I highly recommend if you've got an addiction like this, kick the addiction.
Kick the can. I like it. You should start a site. Kickthecan.com.
#kick the can.
Yeah. Randy Jordan kicks the can and helps you do it too for only a low price of $49.99 a month.
It's sad, though, that my first tweet is about Dr. Pepper.
Hashtag first tweet.
Yeah. Yep. Mine was wanting to play a video game and eating while at work. All right. Well, that was fun and worth the wait, I'm sure, everybody, for that whole week. You had to wait on pins and needles. But today we are watching Knight Rider, Season 2, Episode 4, an episode called Merchants of Death. And it's on Netflix, so go queue it up real quick before we finish here. In fact, pause the show now and then come back. Oh, you're back. Welcome back. It's good to have you back. See, and the people who didn't, they'll pause frantically now because they're like, oh, they're already going.
Right.
So last week, last time we watched Knight Rider for the first time, it was the called the worst episode of season one. Mm. Now we're on the worst episode of season two.
Sweet.
Allegedly is what we've been told.
Sweet.
So this is like a, we're like starting something. We're going nice. To, maybe over the next 20 years, we'll slowly.
This is using that site that like ranks all the episodes based on their scores. Yeah. Cool. I love it.
Ranker or whatever it is. Is that Ranker?
I've forgotten the name, but yeah.
Real quick before, just to give people some, you know, something in their head, who is out of town right now? And why we're doing this? Is it both of you? Is it Randy and Ibbett are out of town this week?
That's correct. I'm in Kauai.
Oh, and, very nice.
That's going to be the case for the next few episodes.
Yeah.
I'm in Dallas.
Oh, you're in Dallas, Fort Worth. So you enjoy one of the worst airports in the history of man. And Dunaway and I are playing old video games on CRTs. That's where everyone is.
Sweet.
Right now.
Sweet. We do.
All right. Well, here it comes then. You've come back, everybody. You're queued up in the black like we are, meaning right before anything happens, the screen is black. I've been informed by Brian Ibbett that this is one of those that starts with a, here's what's going to happen today.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love that. No one does that anymore. It's like a pre-cap, right? Pre-cap?
Yeah. Why would you spoil, like, you know, we should start the show with, let's spoil all the best scenes from the show that they're about to watch.
Right. There must have been some thinking around that. I want to understand.
Well, it's probably because it
keeps
was
them
like
from changing channels. Right? Yeah. It's like they say, oh, wow, he's going to be driving a car really fast on this episode. Ooh, let's watch it.
Yeah. The Hulk threw a guy over a thing. I'm staying for this. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Were you thinking about changing the channel? Don't leave just
don't
yet.
Leave now. Exactly. All right. So here it is. Enjoy it with us. Our watch along of. I got to turn on closed captioning. Hold on. English. There we go. Here comes the show.
What's the countdown going to be?
Oh, yeah. It'll be 3, 2, 1. And then the word go is what will go on. This is just a dry run. I'm not the actual go. So here come. Neither was that go and that go. Oh, I could go forever.
I'm already 5 minutes in the show. What
I just designed a perpetual machine. I finally figured it out. All right. So here it goes. In 3, 2, 1, go. Now.
He said.
Awesome.
Oh, see, this is what would make me watch this show.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Bikers.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Wow. You know what? I'm in. I'm hooked. I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah. I'm not going to go watch Love Boat on the other channel. I'm watching this.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Look, it's where they filmed MASH. Fantastic. You can always tell those
hills of California. Those,
well, specifically the Malibu Canyons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Utah Connection.
There's all these Malibu canyons between the valley and Malibu, and like just go out there and claim it's South Korea.
Yep. This is where they filmed the salt flats out here for the stupid intro. Mm-hmm. We used
if
to take
Kit
so
saw
much
the prices of gas today. He'd be shocked.
We took so much pride in that. Like that's all any of us and our friends could talk about in junior high was how cool Knight Rider being filmed here was. And of course, none of the rest of the show was filmed here, but
I do remember the opening from my other watching of Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the heart of a man who does not exist.
Right.
Yeah, they changed it.
That's a little high and mighty for a show about a guy driving a talking car.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to remember, he's had a facelift and everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Prior to this?
Yeah, the first episode.
No, the character.
He was a cop, got shot in the face.
Yeah. Different actor. And so that's...
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I got you. That's how it was all
shadowy
set up.
Flight.
Yeah, not Hasselhoff. Ooh, himself. He's had facelifts since then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not before this.
Oh, and he ate a cheeseburger on the floor.
Yeah.
I just don't ever want to be so old that I don't like Phasmo. Like Phasmo shots. I just always want to.
I just love that it's called Phasmo.
Yeah. Fast motion, baby.
Zoom, zoom. Good Phasmo can be done. It's rare. Mad Max Fury Road had great Phasmo.
Nah, yeah,
it was really good. It was really good.
So we have a Harry compound Potter. Where some shady stuff is going on.
It's Harry Potter.
Really Jamie Lee Curtis is watching from the sidelines.
Yeah,
she's either a detective or she's a journalist. Probably a journalist.
Got to be a journalist, right?
Oh, shit!
A clumsy journalist.
She's neither really.
Right.
Did they hear her?
Of course they did. And their Woodless Jeep.
Here comes Hawkeye and.
Yeah.
Beach.
How would they have heard? That didn't make enough sense.
Did you hear a trash can? There's raccoons here.
Looks like Chevy Chase or somebody.
Yeah, okay, Chevy Chase.
I'm telling you. In the 80s, if you were a paramilitary bad guy, you wore all khaki.
Oh, Arizona.
Khaki shirt, khaki socks.
He's about to use his drone to attack her, right?
Charlie XCX's license plate.
That's a cool SCX car. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, it's a Datsun, wasn't it?
Was it? Datsun 280Z, 240Z, 260Z.
Now you realize why they had to do that thing at the beginning, Brian. You have no idea. This could be an episode of the A-Team so far.
It's not.
She's stoked. She got the picture she wanted.
Ooh, and she's got driving gloves.
Yeah. She got a wig on with gray trim. Uh-oh. Blue Thunder lights coming to get her. Oh, look at that bullshit.
Oh, that model. That model was terrible.
No, not again.
Oh, no. Another helicopter.
I see three lights.
Helicopter.
Oh, not the Gatlin gun.
I've seen that yoke stick a million times.
Yeah, why would you put those three different switches so close together?
Ejector seat and radio.
Yeah, oops. I feel like that stick is in everything you've ever seen.
Yeah. It might have been
that was a model.
I couldn't tell. They never really showed it well enough.
Yeah, it was convertible. They don't have icons. It should just be an icon of a Gatlin gun. You don't need to write the words.
All right. We have generic rich people, number 7.
I hate this interior. Ugh. This is some 80s bullshit.
Yeah.
Kamala.
Her name is Kamala.
Yeah.
All wear the same jacket.
Can't decide Pamela or Catherine. We'll just combine them. Kamala.
Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala.
Her last name is Toe, by the way.
Yeah, Kamala Toe.
Kamala. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
I love it.
Moose knuckle.
It literally does not matter if you have the sound and subtitles on. This is a person who needs help, and our Knight Rider folks have come to help. It doesn't matter what the details are.
Honestly, these are like the old noir radio shows and movies where a guy, a detective, somebody walks into their office and needs help. It's just the same template. They just keep doing the same thing.
Santa Clarita, California, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, geez.
He's really into it. Yeah.
Got to hold your hands up. Roll the dice. Snap the fingers.
It's almost masturbating right there.
It really is.
That's how he'll hold his burger.
He didn't know the Beach Boys? He's the worst at trivia.
Yeah.
Why does the car have to breathe? It just breathed. Anyway.
Oh, this always goes. Oh,
nice little
gizzard.
Pixelated segue there.
Baywatch. No.
This is supposed to be Arizona that he's in.
I don't know.
Mrs. Toe needs your help. Madam Moose Knuckle.
Madam Moose Knuckle? So whose computer is she at? Or is that fish? Is that microfish?
it's a computer. Fish. It's a dummy terminal.
Is that fish?
Fish. Microfish.
Microfish.
Oh, look, they're giving us the Beach Boys lyrics.
Well, they're also giving us not the Beach Boys version of the song. This one we could afford.
I was about to say.
Oh, this is this is not Arizona. Girls. Sorry.
Yeah, not just any cover. It's not like the David Lee Roth cover.
There's no way that's
totally should be the David Hasselhoff cover.
Absolutely not Phoenix right there.
Yeah.
I dig you.
Those people have a green lawn. That doesn't happen in Phoenix.
I love it so much. She looked at. I'm touching it now.
Congressman Ebersol. He did SNL for a few years.
I think it's a bottle of liquor that probably had Frangelico or something in it.
Ah, smart.
What's Frangelico?
Like a orange liqueur, if I remember correctly.
I know nothing.
Delicious.
I know nothing of anything.
A plane?
She is ADR as hell.
What was that to say that?
He's not ADR at all. She's totally ADR'd.
Yeah. I couldn't stand her voice. I don't know. He's ADR, too.
He's a little ADR, yeah.
He's pretty good at it, though. He does it every week.
Somebody's AC was, like, blaring.
Oh, God, he's right on that microphone, too. I'm sick.
It's my birthday. I'm eating a burger, cheeseburger on the floor.
Kit just complimented Kamala, like Kit drove inside the house and observed her.
Well, that's pretty impressive what they're doing right now, where they're filming that.
Is it?
One mistake and that camera is under the car.
I don't know.
Yeah, like it's just on a car driving in front of it, like on a little hitch, bumper hitch.
Oh, I love it when you see the man and the poster of the man.
Yeah.
Right.
She likes to look at things a lot.
Yes.
She's really into looking at things.
I like this watch.
My watch is awesome. Look at my shawl or whatever.
Oh, well, they took down the gas prices, but you can almost see the little ones.
Yeah. Gas is 4 cents a gallon right there.
Yeah.
Here's a different gas station. Oh, can't quite see.
Eners.
It's the Eners company. Yeah, it's go to get your Eners.
Head down to the Eners.
Strami right there at that restaurant.
Ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, I did.
That was the full name.
That was, yep.
Really have reached the age where I don't care what they're saying or doing, or they don't care about the plot, but man, the restaurants they're passing by are
exactly. I like the fact that the two sisters both have the same hairstyle but different colors.
Yeah, because it's the same lady, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Michael, you're so funny.
I hate him. His hair is out of control.
Wait, you hate David Hasselhoff?
I don't hate him. He just annoys me. Isn't he supposed to? It's his whole thing. Like, his meme so now, that's the whole meme.
I guess he's charming in a way that you don't find charming.
I mean,
he's doing a great job delivering her lines with the shallow breathing that she must do to avoid the smell of Stetson in that car.
It's like B.O. in that Jerry car. You can't get
overwhelming
it out.
Smell of Stetson.
Right. Gotta be.
Oh,
because he's a cheese ball. He's just, I don't know. I never could take him seriously.
I think he wears Brute. I really
you
do.
Think so?
Yeah. I think Stetson is a little too sharp for him. I think he wears more his.
That car, I drove a car a lot like that one in front of the kit.
The Malibu?
Is it a Malibu?
It is.
Looks like a Ford Maverick. I had a Maverick.
Look, they have deli sandwiches inside.
Oh, no, they're getting picked on by the local bikers. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Now, that's some straight up. I don't think.
Do you just sexually assault a woman on the street?
Yep.
I'm telling you, man. Like,
apparently.
Oh, so this is a random encounter.
Yeah, this random is just, encounter. This is a.
Oh, I know they didn't kick Kit.
Wait a minute,
there, man.
And it's just, it just had his fingers in there.
I got his bread, though.
It's a classic grocery bag with bread sticking out of the top.
Yep. That's how you know
bread,
it's groceries.
Some type of. Excuse me.
Yep.
Oh, they're definitely back later.
So that was Biker Jesus.
So that was a random quest where you don't actually get anything. Like, it throws you back onto the main campaign. That was weird.
Well, they come back, I think.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course,
yeah, of course they are.
Absolutely,
we know because of the coming up.
Oh yeah,
coming up tonight.
That's right. It had his arm again. I think
and lettuce.
My God, he is all about the cheeseburgers.
I'm just saying, like, this is a case where the dungeon master introduced you to people, and then the people ran away.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I look at things.
I'm weird. I say creepy things for no reason.
Private parts.
Gross.
It just seems like Hasselhoff was always, like, trying to get it on
whoever's pants.
Yeah, he was
field of vision.
I don't know if he has any stories about him, but he just feels like it. I don't want to.
I know that's true. How come he hasn't had any scandal?
Well, other than drunk burger,
surprises me.
His drunk burger daughter thing.
Besides the drunk burger, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
no sexual harassment. No.
Maybe he's a real nice dude. I don't know.
Maybe.
He's just annoying.
They love him in Germany.
Oh yeah, they love him.
Norm McDonald.
The Germans. Yeah.
Yeah,
this was filmed in the summer of 1983.
Sweet.
You couldn't have a kitchen with that cookbook back there, by the way.
Or that wallpaper that was basically a giant cookbook.
Yeah.
Playing Asteroids in the basement.
You know what's exciting? Watching somebody read.
Yeah, really, it's nonstop fun.
Let's watch Michael Knight look at receipts.
I wonder if his chest hair is coarse or soft.
Oh, but whatever it is, there's a lot of it.
I don't. Yeah, look at that. Never want to find out.
What do you think?
Coarse. I'm right saying coarse.
Like he could connect that into a beard really easily.
I think coarse, like Brillo pad style.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I go soft. I think he lotions that thing.
Mm. Camilla, by the way, is played by Debbie Allison. She was only in a few TV shows. That was the extent of her career. Mm. But check out the TV shows. She was in Loving. She was in Miami Vice. Mm-hmm. She was in Remington Steele.
Nice. That's all star stuff, man.
Yeah. No, I don't remember her, but I really would like to. Oh.
It must be a thrill being in this car.
Hey, I like this lady. Can I keep this?
Meow. I bet he's dead.
This is what car mechanics wear.
Right.
I made this head out of a potholder.
I can see that. Good call. Uh-oh. Hey, what a turd.
Oh. Where's that camera positioned? How's he seeing that view from inside the car without...
there's a camera outside looking in. That's stupid.
There's the bikes. There's the bikers, man.
Shit.
Go get him.
I'm looking forward to that.
We're going
to
mess him up.
I do like that the car sounds like an airplane.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. That's a cool shot.
Yeah.
Yes, the Electra Arizona branch of the Hells Angels.
Yeah.
The credits for this episode are really sparse. Like, they don't have credits on IMDb for these bikers.
Ski mode?
He's going to go between them?
Ski mode button.
Oh, that is horse poop. Why would you even bother?
Why would you just go around?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Whoa.
Whoa, dude. Shocked.
Did you see that? Did he ask?
can't take it. Oh, no.
Awesome. Ooh. Hey, did you see that? What could you not see of it?
Yeah. Why?
They're just going to leave the bike. He gets on with the other guy and leaves their super expensive bike.
That's what you got to do. Revenge.
This doesn't look like Phoenix.
Sensor. What kind of a sensor?
It's all just different parts of California.
Can I touch it?
That's where all the tax breaks were.
Mm-hmm. Yes, off-roading with Kit. Always a good idea.
That car can go wherever it needs.
Man, Kit's really... That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, fancy. Oh,
AAA surplus.
Freaking Boss Hogg's car or somebody. What's going on there?
It's a little blurry.
Yeah.
Camera can't
zoom. Zoom, enhance.
And it's being blocked. Oh.
Wait, what's...
What's the picture? What's the blurry picture?
Is that an old photo or something?
Must be.
Oh.
Why didn't you just do that to begin with?
Dumbass. I wish my Photoshop made that noise when I... I love computer superfluous noises.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty great. To this day, we still do it in modern movies.
Beep, bop, boop, 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 boop.
Yep.
We're totally not a military warehouse. Bye.
For some reason, I like it in like Aliens and Alien movies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like their weird computer noises, but most of the time it annoys me because I think it's lazy. Or it assumes the audience is real stupid.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Why would he lie?
Yeah, quit mouth breathing.
By the way, that that really fancy looking car is an Excalibur.
Oh. Okay.
not as expensive as you might think.
Hey, is that the guy from Seinfeld, George's boss? Oh, him, right here.
It is.
Yeah.
That's him, isn't it?
It can't be. He looks exactly the same age as he did on Seinfeld.
Mr. Shit.
I don't know. The actor is named Dana Elkar.
Oh, it's not him then. Wait, are you talking about the bald guy in the suit?
Yeah.
George's
boss. No, he's been on the same things.
Dana Elkar.
It feels like an anagram of something.
I don't remember him on Seinfeld, but he's been in a million things.
Yeah. Another person that's in like all the TV shows.
Yeah.
There's Mr. Krueger.
Oh, 20 millimeter projectiles.
Pinsky file. Krueger industrial smoothing.
What could be down the hill?
Do you guys remember Krueger industrial smoothing? Oh, man. Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Really?
I found Amelia.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a lady in there.
Okay.
Bloop, 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 bleep, bleep, bleep.
Oops, I shot the tear gas. Sorry about
that. It's
activated
when it's red, but the green and yellow just mean it means it's ready.
Ah. Good news. To what? Large enough to what?
Yeah, large enough to what?
Richard Hurd is who I'm thinking of. Richard Hurd. Different dude.
Okay.
He played Mr. Wilhelm at the Yankees. It's not that guy.
That was it. Yeah. Wilhelm, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that we all stopped chatting and started paying attention because, again, you do not need to pay attention to this. There is nothing about this that is actually important to the plot.
It's thread thin.
Yes.
Is she an alien? What is her deal? She's just too wafy and like, hey, what's wrong? What's going on?
In the first scene, though, she was wearing glasses. So that, you know, makes her different.
Mm.
Delivering my lines. Looking sad. No, fake crying into your chest.
How many earrings I have?
This is just the one.
Not. Oh, yeah?
Okay.
I don't know, man.
No, but I'm going to make the wide receiver go around the outside and
he looks up at the sun.
Yeah,
right. It's not still there, dummy. It's a helicopter.
The sun shutter.
Okay, that looks exactly like the interior of my uncle's condo back in the 80s.
Ooh, if you lean too much against those starfish, they'll just break.
Yeah.
Ooh,
really?
Seriously, this is my uncle's condo in Corpus Christi, Texas in 1982.
Ooh, I hate it. It feels like molestations happened there or something.
Oh, I saw the boom mic. Not cool, yo.
I'm not saying your uncle was involved in anything. I just mean, you know. I don't trust wood paneling anywhere.
Mm-mm. Really?
Yeah. It's dark shit happens in places with wood paneling.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Something weird always happens there. Didn't we determine he from South Africa or something? You guys a weird lineage or a cool
Edward Mulhare.
Yeah.
So he was born in Cork, Ireland.
Oh, Ireland. That's what it was. Irish.
Makes more sense.
He was born in a Cork.
Died 1997, age 74.
Ooh.
All of his first credits are in England.
Yeah, his eyes are too close together.
Doesn't work for me at all.
Better to see you with, my dear.
Don't trust him.
He came back in 91 for the Knight Rider 2000. Did that happen? Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did. That's also available on Netflix.
I didn't know they tried to bring it back.
Okay.
Mitch Pileggi.
There is actually an interesting little point just made there. We've uncovered that a different kind of Airwolf is in the Knight Rider universe.
It looks like Airwolf. Yeah, interior did. Somewhat.
So attack helicopters were having a moment at this time.
Surely.
Was this before or after Blue Thunder?
Hold on.
After. Have to be, right?
Should be about the same, right?
Blue Thunder. Oh, exact same time. Blue Thunder came out at the, all, like the same month as this episode.
The movie?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the movie did. The TV show came back.
It came out
a year later.
TV show was after.
Yeah.
Airwolf came out the next year. The first Airwolf was in 84.
Dude, you think this was the, let's see. Airwolf was also produced by Glenn Larson, right? I think they were, they're both his shows. So maybe he was experimenting here and then went, you know what? What if it was a full-time helicopter show?
Mm-hmm. Airwolf was a Donald Belisario series.
Was that not Glenn? I thought that was Glenn Larson, though. Glenn Larson made everything in the 80s, so I always think he's made more than he probably did.
On that stealth boat kit.
Whatever wasn't Glenn, it was Belisario and Spelling, Aaron Spelling.
Spelling. A lot of Aaron Spelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Belisario was responsible for Magnum P.I. and Battlestar Galactica.
Flying around with a trash can gets tipped over, but they don't notice the big flashing red light.
Glenn Larson's definitely Magnum P.I. and Battlestar Galactica. You're mixing those two up, I think. Yeah, famously, Glenn Larson got sued for Battlestar Galactica by the Star Wars people.
And he famously didn't care.
Yeah, the Belisario guy's different, but you're right about him doing the helicopter deal.
What?
Go check it out. Dime store. Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
We're just hanging out in this empty, dark hangar.
Ooh, a helicopter. Look at it. Is this thing nice. A smart one and has a voice and shit? That would be great.
It would be great. And then Kit could talk to it?
Yes. Have to talk it down from its evil ways. Uh-oh.
Using my magic, Michael.
Yeah, so Spirograph will do it.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before. Yeah, you can't just start up a car from a distance that's not designed to start up from distance.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or do any of this without a person in it.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Some bullshit. I must be dreaming.
I'm out. I got to sneak.
One day I'll run with this shirtless on a beach.
The night air feels good on my hair chest.
It's gotta be interesting to have a wardrobe and it's only one thing.
Yeah.
Who's the character from The Office that he looks just like?
Kevin.
Kevin. Yeah. Spills the chili.
Looks like
everywhere.
A skinny Kevin. Mm-hmm. Would you like coffee?
You can't mention Kevin without the chili spilling. That's all I think of.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, that wallpaper. Ugh.
Look at Hasselhoff's wardrobe and imagine his closet. It's just two of the exact same jacket and five of the exact same shirt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the tightest possible jeans he could get the Levi's store.
This episode is really reminding us that men used to not shave the hair that goes around the bald spot.
Oh, yeah. They let it rock, man. They let it go.
Yeah.
Mr. Strzok.
Strzok!
Mr. Strzok. Damage report, Mr. Strzok.
See? Nothing's here.
Look, I told you.
Did you do it?
It's empty. Ooh, I worked in a warehouse.
I only gave you 8 hours.
I don't like it.
No.
I'm proud to think, I don't see anybody in here with me Irish eyes. They're too close together.
What commercial do you think we just watched?
That's an insane trope,
Saran
by the
wrap.
Way.
Saran wrap. Saran wrap. My gosh. Why does that feel right? The
You're
Saran wrap.
In it.
Saran wrap's dead on. Or like foil. What's the foil one?
Folgers.
No, Reynolds wrap.
Could be Reynolds wrap. Folgers. Yeah, those are all good. Best part of waking up. I forgot about the girl.
Gross.
In her jumpsuit.
Books.
Look at that ancient ass computer, dude.
Yeah.
I just looked up some September 1983 commercials.
No way.
We would have seen Old El Paso taco sauce.
Yeah.
we would have seen just a commercial for Rubbermaid, just like in general. Rubbermaid.
Oh, Rubbermaid. Rubbermaid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They make all kinds of good stuff.
I miss the bikers. When are we going to see them again?
Mm-hmm.
Fuel on. What does he do when the fuel is off? None of these make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Air, oil,
normal cruise.
There, somebody always tries to vandalize Kit.
Yeah, because they love it. They go out and they go, look at that hot car, and they start picking at it.
Ah, generic country music playing.
Yep.
Yeah, and bowls of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Like some beer and popcorn, and please.
Public popcorn where I don't know where it's been or who's been in that bowl. Mm-hmm. F that. Like beer nuts? I guess you got a drink to eat beer nuts.
No, you don't.
I mean,
beer nuts are antiseptic by themselves.
Are they laying there?
They'll kill germs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat public beer nuts. I'll eat beer nuts by themselves or popcorn by themselves.
But not with other people's hands in them?
But I wouldn't walk into Honky Tonk Bill's here and put my hand in somebody's nasty-ass bowl of popcorn.
No, gross. I totally agree with you, Scott. Like, it's true because, like, I made popcorn last night and I put a bunch of seasonings all over it.
Yeah.
And then I sat and ate it while watching a movie, and my hand ended up completely covered in those seasonings, which is to say my hand touched every kernel of popcorn in the bowl.
Yeah, I guarantee some sloppy drunk put his pee hand in there.
Pee hand.
Be careful. Ooh. That thing done ate your arm last time, Sonny. Oh, I got him again. Got him again.
Hilarious.
No, he's holding it before the window's all the way up.
Yeah, hilarious. Oh, my God. He could totally break that. Come on.
Sonny.
Yeah, he's like really close to breaking that window, actually.
And it's just a stock window, so they have to be careful, right?
Oh, wow.
He's hitting the roof with a piece of rubber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
gently placing it on there.
Yeah, that was a bad cut.
Mm-hmm.
Or great, depending on your opinion.
That was a lot of A1 sauce. You see that guy?
Yeah.
He had like four bottles of A1 sauce. He's committed.
The steak here is edible.
Yeah, edible, right. But only if you add A1 sauce.
Yeah. What do you hear? Oh, he's pretending to be an arm salesman. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Mercenary. Machete.
Great.
From the shitty. What?
Machete Tom.
Machete Tom.
I knew
Machete Tom. I wonder if that's because this Tom guy has a machete he uses all the time. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, you know, we refer to you as Microphone Scott.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's better than... I don't know. I can't think of one. Something dumb idea.
But it'd be hilarious if I could. Just trust me.
It's like A1 Sauce Bill over there.
Yeah, A1 Sauce Bill. There you go. We should all have dumb nicknames like that in the world. Yeah, there's old Walmart Billy. Oh, maybe figure out it ain't working, dude. It ain't doing shit. Also, you need metal.
I want Kit to like fling up the trunk and send that guy flying.
Meat wagon.
The World of Warcraft.
I did really good. Suck it. I do like he's doing his hand up and then over his heart. It's pretty funny.
If you're listening to this episode of Film Sack and not watching this episode of Knight Rider, you're like missing like the most ridiculous acting.
It's really bad. Oh, well, you smarmy car.
Yeah. Turn your lights on. It's nighttime.
That headlight's broken on that one.
Oh,
motorcycle.
Right. It got broken on the white fence that he flew over. Yeah.
AL Meat Wagon.
Yeah, it's the American League Meat Wagon.
Oh, Meat Wagon. Gotcha.
And it's available for $3.99.
Anal Leakage Meat Wagon.
Oh,
what is this bullshit?
Wee wee.
Google
He's
Maps.
He's got his own microfiche.
Microfiche. That is bullshit. Wait, why would you know that? Why would he know that?
I have my hands on my hips. I dip, you dip, we dip.
A good man.
That's his thing, a good man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so we're meant to know that he's the opposite of that. He's a bad man.
Right, yeah.
Very bad man, Jerry. Very bad.
What is hanging on the wall? Oh, my God.
I don't know. It's scary.
Macrame.
Me,
macrame, it's, man.
It looks like it was purchased at like an Indian center, but an Indian center exactly. That had no actual Native Americans Indian. Working there.
Right, right.
Gosh, great. I can't imagine why she didn't have a huge career after this. Her acting is stunning.
I love how he went slow at the phone.
Is that a thing of the past, by the way? What? Like those Indian center named truck stops in the West that you could just.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. There's still one between me and, from St. George to Vegas. There's one that's still that.
Okay, good.
Well, that was a while ago, though. A couple years ago, but I think it's still
there. I mean, you can't help but date yourself when you watch this. It's just.
Oh, yeah. There's no way around it.
I kind of want my kid to watch it and tell me what he sees.
Oh, yeah. That donkey was on everything.
Yeah.
What is that donkey? Is that Pin the Tail on the donkey?
Yeah, and it's a
what a weird
out.
Bar game.
Yeah.
Right?
California coolers. I love noticing all this.
Popcorn pun. And let's face some Pin the Tail on the donkey.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, he's on to him.
You know how we're friends. We both got some. Hey,
it's Machete Tom.
All right.
Oh, Machete no. Chevy the Tom. Gig is up.
Make a gif out of that eye roll.
Whoa, look at this guy helping out.
Yeah. I'm tougher than all of you. I'm Michael Knight.
My popcorn.
Literal bar fight. We're watching a literal bar fight.
What the hell punch was that? That was stupid.
Yeah. Ooh.
He did the old shoot your nose through the... Oh, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Now, gentlemen.
Here comes Steve Ballmer. He's pissed.
Developers!
Developers! Developers! He does look like a young Steve Ballmer.
He does.
Now, we don't know what's going to happen next, but I would like to see Kit drive through the side of the building.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. It has to be, right?
Oh, wait. Kit's far away.
Oh no. He's letting the lady drive him.
Oh, no. Kit can't help Michael.
Well, they shouldn't become separated. I feel like this is a real problem.
No. Mm-hmm. Duh.
Here we are in a sick classic, looking at this house. New neighborhood in Southern California.
Wait, is that who's driving then?
Yeah, some other.
No, it's him. He just.
Oh wait! We didn't get any. Okay. How did it?
Oh no, he was there. He was there.
They dumped him in the toilet.
He was there fighting the bikers in the parking lot.
Oh,
come back and watch a Serene Rec commercial. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I don't understand why they would let him live when they killed her sister originally.
Yeah, this is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Also, that's a cheaper way to kill him. You don't have to fly your helicopter and shoot his car. Just kill him. I'm sorry, I can't see you in that couch. You're blending into it.
True.
I guess they did say, I don't know who
couch
you
buffalage.
Are.
Couch buffalage. Couch buffalage. We all had those growing up, right? Your mom bought a couch buffalage.
Totally.
Yeah.
Look at that other piece of Southwest art back on the wall there.
I love it.
Well, you got to sell. This is Arizona.
Yeah,
comes
this is
the house.
This is this is pre Coca-Pelli on everything.
Why was he holding his rag?
Towel on his neck? He's not even bleeding on his neck.
It's like, is his jugular bleeding and we just don't see it?
Maybe there's ice in there and he's just putting on a.
Oh.
She looks like her sister. She's trying to fool him.
She
right?
Does, yes.
Yeah. Was that her in the first place then? That was her in the first place. Playing the sister.
Of course it was.
That makes me want to kick myself in the nuts. If it was possible, I'd do it.
They just couldn't find two actresses that look similar enough.
Oh, what? Oh, I got him. I got him good.
No, she's alive.
How is this possible?
What? Ooh, $1.20 for gas.
Ooh, get in.
$1.20 would have been kind of high for then.
Yeah.
Maybe not in L.A.
Money.
It's like a movie theater or something there.
It is. Converted. Old bank.
He's got that front butt thing going.
He's got a front butt. What'd you say?
Yeah, front butt.
Front butt.
I want to know more about the truck driver of the Kit car. I've never seen them.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
I want to know how it looks like when he drives the car into it, mm-hmm. there's maybe 4 inches on either side of right. the car, and yet there's all this walking around room. Like, you'd think you'd have to get out via the sunroof.
Yeah. Right.
Barrel.
What?
I own 14 pink jumpers.
Yeah.
Maybe the truck is its own sentient truck.
You'd think so.
It's the TARDIS, basically.
They showed a driver.
They did?
Did they?
Yeah.
By
yeah.
accident, though, because the show's bad?
It'd be better if the truck was sentient. It talked also, so it was like,
right.
oh, get inside me, Kit.
Right. You're doing it correctly, Kit.
Hey, Kit.
Wee. Wait, we can't do it. What? Fancy.
Mm-hmm. Now Kit's going to drive her around.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Maybe put on your seatbelt.
Can you see in those glasses?
That's not the wheel.
Beat it. They should have Tweaky do the song. Beat it. Beat it.
Beat it.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That would make it all better.
Elk's Lodge.
Yeah,
it is. Probably has not changed.
Nope. That logo will die with them.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's a truck. See the driver?
Is that their truck?
Yeah, that's their truck. Got the Knight Rider kit on the side of it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just somebody who just drives the Knight Rider truck around, yeah.
I need to know more about that person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find it suspicious they didn't move an inch that whole time?
Yeah, not the brightest bulb in the package.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Kamala.
There's your Maverick, Scott.
Yeah, that looks like the Maverick. Man, that thing was a piece of shit. I bought it for $200 in 1987. Piece of garbage. It was pigeon-toed, and always the rubber was always off the tires. Thanks, Bill or Steve Ballmer. I always wanted that steering wheel.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be so hard, though. Like on sharp turns and stuff when you've only got two places to grab the wheels.
If it's a power assisted, I suppose, the really question, how far does it turn?
Mm-hmm. What the
heck? Kit, you're in trouble. Seriously. Yeah.
Watch out for the sledgehammer.
Yeah, they definitely use this helicopter.
The point of air superiority is that if you're in the air, you have superiority.
Mm-hmm.
This guy needs a shave. What? There's nothing coming out of that.
But the noise, Scott.
Yeah, but if you're going to show the muzzle.
You can't win, Michael Knight. I have the higher ground.
Ho? What is P-A-U-X? What is that?
P-A-U-X.
Whole bunch of new knobs and buttons there with Letratone.
Mm-hmm.
It's press lettering on them.
Penis auxiliary. It's like a little
wiener. Penis auxiliary input.
Yeah, a little wiener sleeve comes out, and he gets to put his wiener in it.
He has a very close, you, Michael.
Very close relationship with this talking car. Right. Penis sleeve activated.
Roof.
What? What's it doing?
Jamming.
Kit was programmed to work in this situation.
It doesn't just make the sound change.
In this exact situation, Kit has already been pre-programmed for this.
That looked like Choplifter.
Oh, did you see the model?
Yes.
So slow spinning.
Wiggling around as it comes off of that thing. Micro James.
He's got a grappling hook. What is the smoke? Is bouncing.
What is the point of the smoke?
I know he's digging up dirt. What's the point of the smoke?
What's the point of anything? Oh no! Look at this model.
Oh no! The
look
model.
At the legs. Did you see the legs? The human, the man in it.
Yeah, the that little man. Fantastic. The little plastic man.
That was gorgeous. Look at this. Oh my God. Now that is bad.
That's great.
But we did determine that a little cloud of sand defeats heat-seeking missiles or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was really hoping this was a robot helicopter.
That would before be better. We saw they figured that out later.
Yeah.
I think.
Was it car?
Like Goliath and that kind of stuff.
Oh, Goliath.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're going the wrong way.
K-R-R.
K-R-R. K-R-R. Dollar.
Six RMs. Check that. Pew, 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 pew.
We were going to have a Die Hard 4 just then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pew, I pew, wanted pew, him pew, to pew, drop pew, something pew. On the blades. Do that.
Mm-hmm. Let's get out of here.
I'm pissed.
Stupid. Helicopter.
Helicopter.
As you know, if you disable a helicopter while it's flying, it lands safely.
Where's Steve Irwin going?
Yeah, right.
Run, buddy. Oh, shit.
I got to find a stingray.
Or Jack Hanna.
Yeah, oh, even better.
Where's Radar? This is so MASH set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jump.
Get him, helmet hair. Oh. That is not him.
This is for beating me up from the gentleman sign. That was a bad karate
let's
move.
Let's watch two old men Hi-ya! Slow kick each other.
Yeah, I saw the part Hi-ya! Of the mattress he landed on.
Oh, just keep ripping his shirt further and further open.
Yeah.
Good work.
Look, let me just tell you, I loved this back in the day.
Oh,
all right?
Dude, I loved it too. Sure. Tuned in every week.
Yeah.
And you guys give me shit about Love Boat. Okay.
Oh, you still deserve shit about Love Boat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of these days, we're going to watch a Love Boat episode for a watch
along. Oh, I'm down with it. Yeah.
Her daughter.
Oh, it's a daughter. Oh. See?
Front butt. Front butt. Cup. I'm putting your front ass in jail.
front ass first.
Yep. Get in here.
The lower part of my belly is in my pants.
Uh-oh.
Your hand is sweaty.
No, they're still holding hands. Yeah, that's gross. A long time to hold hands with the
that's a lot of
exposition.
With anyone, right? Just anybody yeah, ever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let go. Ugh.
Yeah. They both should wipe their hands on their pants after that because there was a lot of sweat.
The man with the picture behind him. Oh, it's the best thing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I need a picture of myself. With a picture of me on the wall behind me. I need that.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait. Are they together?
How did they become a romantic thing? Yeah.
They did?
No, it's just back then it was just totally cool to kiss a woman if she was like, you know, mm-hmm. you knew her.
Ooh, I think
I saved your life. Let's Mac.
Yeah. Who says Mac? Oh, he's doing it too, boy. Woo.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not comfortable with any of this. Women. This is all weird.
Except that second kiss tasted like David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's like interesting.
Greasy burger flavor.
Yeah.
This is my Saturday Night Fever outfit.
Hasselhoff and Mulhare just kind of had a little bit of kissing threesome.
Mm-hmm. Only one pair of lips between them. Oh, she blew French at him?
Oh, blew French.
Au revoir, nice. Pee-wee. Au revoir. Au revoir.
And now she drives off into the sunset. While Hasselhoff is 7 feet tall.
Sure looks it. He's got some heels on.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're recording this later in a studio.
We're all going to end with a laugh.
Oh, sexual harassment.
Oh,
thank goodness that's where you put the tape. Right over where it says tape.
dreadful.
I'm a gay man. I prefer men in bikinis.
We only purchased one song for this show.
Want to hear it? Here goes again.
So that is a really sneaky cover because it's right up against the real one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sound alike. It's basically, we can save some money by not, they just have to change it some percentage to get away with it.
Next time on Michael Knight.
They don't even do that. Yeah. They don't give you a next time.
No.
They give you a coming up right now on.
These are definitely remade credits for the remastered Blu-ray of Knight Rider.
Oh yeah, look how sharp they are.
The credits look this clear and modern.
Ooh, that
looks more. That's more what the credits probably look like.
That's some Glenn Larson bullshit right there. The guy made TVs.
I came up with a logo that's a G and an L.
Oh, we get a little pause image of him. If you didn't skip credits, you get a nice little chesty hair deal. Yeah.
Yeah, we got there's a writing credit in there for William Schmidt. And I decided to look up William Schmidt. What's he been writing?
Yeah, what's his deal?
And this is a guy who wrote 11 episodes of Knight Rider and about 59 episodes of Falcon Crest, and that is it. You got residuals, you're out.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, so I'm just looking at Glenn A. Larson's list, and there's other things in here we should do sometime. Maybe more Michael Knight's, but he did Buck Rogers, BJ and the Bear, Nightman. Manimal. That's the one.
Manimal.
Yeah. We could have some real
man
fun.
From Atlantis too.
Let's see. I don't think that was him. Simon Stein.
Nightman would be really cool to find streaming.
That's on YouTube for free.
What's Automan? Okay. Is that the guy that turned into a car? Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's like that Tron dude that turns into a car. Really? We got to watch Auto Man.
I don't remember that at all.
Only ran a season, 83 to 84. Terrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to do it.
Glenn Larson tried to return to Hawaii several times, and he had one series called One West Waikiki.
Mm.
It was a 1995 series.
Oh.
And I have never seen it. It has Cheryl Ladd.
Yeah.
So I'll watch it. Might be a woman is Magnum PI kind of thing.
I'm in. I'll watch
One West Waikiki. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's really popular and I just never.
Okay. That must have been a treat for him to see Battlestar Galactica happen 04 to 09 and see what it, what his creation became. That must have been really awesome for that guy. He's listed as producer credits on those, but I'm sure he was sort of just on the side, but that's pretty awesome.
Anyway. The new BSG still feels like the biggest swing and a miss ever for me. Like in terms of, I wish you had figured out where you were going and exactly how to end this. And like
Earth,
if your writers don't have that down, like get more better writers. You know what I mean? Like,
It had such a great start, a pretty solid middle, and then just such a weird end. But The Expanse more than makes up for it for me in terms of like. How do you make that kind of gritty sci-fi and do it justice in a set number of seasons? That's such a great show.
Did you finish the new season, by the way?
No, I'm waiting for Kim to catch up because she's never seen it and she really wanted to. So she's watching. She's in the middle of season two right now. She's going to catch up to me and then we're going to binge it together. Cool. So I just love that show.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if we can watch Buck Rogers. That Buck Rogers sounds exactly like what we're looking for.
Beady, beady, beady. Yeah. Let's do it. I'm in. Well, there you go. Everybody at home. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it. Our next week's episode will be this. No, wait.
Next week.
you'll have to listen to this again next week, folks. Next week
we're gonna go over to HBO Max. We're going to watch a movie called Book of Eli.
Oh, that's right. I'm so excited. I love Book of Eli. I love that movie. All right. So we're going to watch Book of Eli. Then we're going to have another one of these, another watch along. Maybe it'll be Buck Rogers. We don't know.
Not so far. It looks like Buck Rogers is only on Tubi.
Boo.
Oh.
Boo. Okay. We'll find something. Look, if we're looking for Glenn A. Larson, good news. He's everywhere. So we'll find something good and we'll let you know back what it is well in advance, but a regular episode next week. Wherever Andy is right now, we hope he's having a wonderful time and that
Aloha
and that Dallas Fort Worth airport has improved since I was last there. All right. That's it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time. Or no, for me, for Brian and for Randy.
Bye.
We'll see you next time. I don't have anything to play at the end. That's fine. I'll just play this.
I've moved Catwoman.
There you go. We'll play that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.